B-Pod Studios.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
I can't think that that could be interesting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagel Awards.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the Chest.
Hey, everybody, it's the Bankroll Boys. They're brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now. Enter code SPORTSHUB during sign-up to try the DraftKings for free. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. It's Dan Livshatz. It's Joe Murray. Hello, boys.
Morning, guys.
What's going on?
So there has to be a sense of excitement in the air as we sent me and the rest of the guys, the horse prop bets going on around there. Now, what are the rules of horse, if you don't mind me asking? I'm not allowed to dunk?
I don't believe so at the moment. I'm trying to get more on that one. But the odds that we sent you were like what? Basically, like, will it be somebody of, 6 feet, 6 inches or taller? Or, will the winner be 6 feet, 5 7/5 inches shorter? Like, that's what you can bet on right now? Not necessarily who is going to win or what the odds are at the moment.
All right, so are you all in on one? Who are you fading?
I'm fading Zach LaVine, your guy.
I don't think that Zach LaVine's going to win it. I think Trae Young would win it.
So I actually love Chris Paul. I think he's the he's the veteran and probably has had more shots throughout his career. So I think he might be more skilled, but Trae Young can shoot some crazy stuff from outside though.
Yeah, I think Trae is going to end up being the favorite and probably the square play, and I don't know. I think that he'll be the guy that everyone is going to try and take and be fancy on. I think he'll end up probably losing. He seems like a distance guy. I don't know if he can do all the the crazy stuff that some of these guys can.
These weird fringe sports things have been, from what I've been reading, almost a nightmare for bettors or at least books, because I guess that a couple of weeks ago, or was it last week? Jeez, all these days are blending together. When they did the NBA 2K tournament, apparently it was pre-taped and somebody had leaked out who the winner was. Is that right? So, like, it screwed up all the books, and some of the books ended up having to refund bets, or there were some shenanigans. What did you guys hear about all of that?
So I actually have been very involved in this because I was one of the ones who received the results. All those games are all pre-taped, and there are more games tonight. And I will tell you, I have already received the winners. Now, trying to actually find a book that will take bets on them is a little bit more difficult because now all the books don't want to take bets. But I will say the books, what they did after they all got crushed, I mean, they got absolutely demolished by this thing on the first day. They started leaking false information about who won. So they started
dirt sheets.
Very dirty. So they,
dirt sheets. Hang on, is that a new term we just learned? Dirt
sheets? It's a wrestling term when you leak predetermined information.
That's false. Yeah. So anyway, so predetermined. Yeah, so they told everyone that.
It's also what I have after a night of drinking.
Well, they told everyone DeMarcus Cousins won by 20. He lost by 52. So, okay. I mean, so they got their money back, I think, or at least a little bit of it back, the other day. I am still sort of worried about the results that are coming in today in regards to that, because you never really know what you can trust. But the other thing that's...
Who are you hearing wins? Like, obviously this is not...
I can't say that, unfortunately.
He's got money on it.
No, because the minute that you start putting it out there and you start losing people money, if it's not true, then everyone gets mad at you.
You with the disclaimer that you know that it might not be true.
Fade or follow.
Yeah, fade or follow. Who do you believe that it is who wins?
I don't know if I should put this out.
Give me an answer, Dan.
There's no harm to do in doing it. There's no harm.
Livshatz, how about this? Someone's going to go after him.
Okay. you'll give me what?
I'll give you half. How about that? Is that fair? I'll give you half of
what? Like half his name? Okay, yes.
No. I'll give you half the winners. There's four games.
Oh, okay. All right, good.
How about that? Okay. So I know that I've heard that Booker wins by quite a bit. And I heard that Beverly wins by a decent amount as well.
Well, this will be good because then what you can do after tonight or whenever they're going to air the finals, you'll be able to know just how solid this source is that you got this from.
Well, okay, so the first day was incredibly solid. I made a killing. And then the second, you know, the second time around, it wasn't so incredibly solid. But the other thing I was going to say, Rich, is that it's not just 2K that's being recorded. It's also the e-racing on whatever NBC or whatever. They're doing the iRacing stuff. Yeah. All that stuff was recorded a week ago. So books have been getting killed on that because they're offering, you know, plus 400, plus 600 odds on these things, and they're getting demolished by everyone being on one side because they're also predetermined. And I'll tell you, those have been consistently perfect every day.
Was WrestleMania a big problem? Because I know that was pre-taped, and people can bet on WrestleMania, which I always thought was hysterical. But because, I mean, obviously, that everyone knows that that's been predetermined.
But there's a limit on that, right?
There is a limit on it, but they taped multiple outcomes.
Yeah.
So
WrestleMania had almost everything I heard that was leaked was bad info. Almost literally everything, and they changed almost everything about it in regards to that. Yeah, so I betting on wrestling is tough, man. You never know what type of information you're getting.
Can you bet on whether or not the season is going to continue for like the NBA or the NHL?
So there's odds right now of which one will come back first. That was one of the topics we did on the show last week, and MLB is the favorite to come back first.
I agree with that. Because here's the deal, is that as the days go on, the chances of basketball and hockey returning are getting less and less, where baseball has the whole summer to go. And obviously, it's already supposed to be mid-season right now, so it would probably more than likely come back before football. So, yeah, I mean, that seems like if you had to put money on one, that seems to be the easy bet. What are they saying right now? Do you know what the odds are of what has better odds of coming back, basketball or hockey?
NBA and NHL plus 300, both the same odds in MLS. Plus 400. So
I actually think that baseball might. I mean, I know that there's been a plan outlined for baseball, but and Joe and I kind of talked about this on Saturday. Baseball, these guys need like a month, 2 months to just warm up before they're ready to play games. I mean, you know, so what are they going to do? They're going to start warming up in the end of May and maybe get to games at what, the end of June. So you have July, August, Trump September.
Trump wants people back at the beginning of May.
I know, but he wanted people back at Easter. He doesn't dictate when people come back. The virus dictates.
The administration is saying if there's 14 days of decreased instances of the virus, that they're going to reopen the economy. So it's going to, and so he does in a way. They dictate when businesses open again. So, I mean, he wants.
I mean, it's
but,
the, it's
but okay, thing. Then fine. So then you get, how many governors? So you get every Republican governor sides with him and does it.
And let's not forget, the president met with all the commissioners for every sport. Yes. And I think he gave them a little bit of hope that there might be light at the end of the tunnel here.
Yeah, I mean, we're hearing all these guys saying that, you know, we're not going to have sports until Thanksgiving. I just think that's a load of crap. We have no idea what's going to happen. We have no idea. So I don't want to say that, oh, they're going to open and start playing in May, and I don't want to say they're not going to play in Thanksgiving. It's kind of a little bit too early to make any determination.
There's no way that it's going to go to Thanksgiving. They can't do it. If the economy doesn't open till Thanksgiving, we might as well say goodbye to all our jobs.
Well, I think because none of us jobs are going to be open back up, like, but not sports. Sports is going to be the tough one to make that work.
There's a lot of people that are involved that are not athletes that they're going to want to get back to work, and so I mean, if this goes to November, which is ludicrous, I mean, we're going to be living in a dystopian society where the homeless rate is going to be 50%. It's going to be insanity.
Tell me about Fight Island. Can I bet on Fight Island?
Yes. Can you bet on Fight? Yeah. Changing the subject. Can you bet on Fight Island?
Well, here's what you can bet on. This is all on the DraftKings app that they had. You can bet on what was it? The Harry Potter, the popularity pool. Like they have that. I don't know what the hell that is.
What the hell is that?
What is the popularity
pool? I don't know.
I don't know. Don't ask. You can
something
bet
something going on with Harry Potter.
Yeah, I don't know. The weather pool. You can bet on the weather. I know you can, which bet is on the fun.
Oh yeah, no, that's a legit thing right now. People are betting on the weather. Is it over under 50 degrees Celsius at this time in Paris, France? Like that's a legitimate thing that people are doing.
No, are you guys doing that?
No. You can bet on Top Chef results, The Real Housewives. I don't know what that is.
I know they're offering Survivor and the Masked Singer results as well, so you can bet on those TV shows right now.
Tiger. All right. Is it if what members of Survivor are going to are still alive?
What was the guy's name? Richard Hatch? Was that the original?
No, I'm talking about the band Survivor.
At least he was a winner. We're probably going to get, like, it's Johnny Fairplay. Voted off like the 16th of the last guy on the Celebrity Survivor. By the way, Servius Snape was the surprise winner of the Harry Potter popularity poll. Just so you know.
What?
That was the character played by Alan Rickman, who was indeed at the beginning of the movie, or the beginning of the whole series, a bad guy. He was in Slytherin, but ended up being good in the end.
Not to be confused with Alan Rickman, who is the fella from Man vs. Food.
Yes.
All right, so I'm looking at the 2020 NFL Most Valuable Player Award odds, and Mahomes, Jackson, Wilson, not surprising. Kyler Murray coming in fourth, ahead of Tom Brady.
Yeah, this is the first year where Tom Brady might have a legitimate chance to win this in a while, because he just obviously gets written off, and you've seen this a lot because of how good the team is and Belichick and all this stuff. But this year, if the Bucs do well, he's going to get a ton of votes. Don't you agree?
So I took Lamar Jackson last year at 66-1 to win the MVP. A ton of people said I was a moron. He won in a landslide last year.
I would have said you're a moron at the beginning of the season.
More
I
than fair.
Dan also said that Patrick Mahomes would be a bust the year before that. But
also fair. Yep, that is 100% true. More than fair. I said Patrick Mahomes. Way more than a bust. I said he was going to, I believe, effing blow was the term that I used for that. So, you know, I'll definitely take my loss there. I took Kyler Murray to win the MVP at 42-1.
Wow.
Earlier this year, I think he's going to have a really good year. And then they obviously got DeAndre Hopkins, and that, you know, significantly added to it. The thing with Brady is, if you look at Bruce Arians' first year with quarterbacks, they struggle badly. So it's like the first year with Arians, the quarterback struggles, and in the second year, they dramatically improve. And so that is kind of where I stand with Brady, is I don't want to back him in any sort of, you know, situation like that. Not to mention that the market probably is not going to reflect or give you any good value at this point. But the fact that, you know, quarterbacks have struggled with Arians their first year does scare me, in the fact that, you know, Brady may struggle a bit.
All right, so Baker Mayfield is on here. Where's Sammy D?
I'll have to keep scrolling through. I don't know if he made the cut.
I don't think he made the cut.
You got Baker Mayfield at plus 3,300. I mean, where's Sammy D? He's better. Come on.
I'll keep scrolling
through.
Come
on now.
I'll tell you, though, I think Drew Brees has a lot of value. I just think they're going to win that division. I know Brady's in that division now, but, you know, I think there's a lot. And I'll tell you, Ben Roethlisberger, I know he's got that crazy beard. He's fat. But I got a feeling he's going to come back and put up a ton of numbers.
I just like that, how fat he is. He just said, I don't care.
Sam Darnold plus 8,000.
80-1.
There you go, Fred.
I'll put $100 on that.
Done. I'll take your $100.
Joe will take your free $100.
I won't pay you your $8,000, though. All right, let's do it.
Yep, because look at what happens in the draft. Sammy D coming out of the AFC East, wide open.
I do think he'll be better than Josh Allen.
Josh Allen plus 6,600.
I think Josh Allen sucks.
If the Bills went like 12-4.
You think Josh Allen sucks?
No, okay, I know Josh Allen sucks.
I know Josh
Allen. There you go.
If they go 12-4 and he puts up decent numbers, you don't think he'll be in the conversation?
No.
Really won't win it.
The Bills are not going to win 12 games. It's the Bills. Good. Let's not get crazy here, guys. It's still the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, I think that division's going to be a bunch of above-average teams. Like when I say above-average, I mean 8-8 and over. So I guess 8-8 would be average, but I think it's going to be average and above-average. I don't think that there's any...
9-7, 10-6 probably wins that division. Yeah,
I completely agree. All right, guys, what are you betting on this week? And then we'll wrap things up.
You have anything?
Dude, I asked
for a degenerate special, but what the hell can you bet on right now that I can get results for? That's a future. I don't want a future. I want something I can get paid this week.
All right, if you give me a minute, I'll pull up what I have here. And
it's going to be like Ugandan soccer.
Ugandan, I don't know, cricket or something like that. I bet on something weird like that a couple of weeks ago. We hit, so, of course, because we hit.
How about the politics, man?
But there's nothing really to bet right now in regards to that because it's over. I'll give you one for Saturday. I was going to save it for the show, but it's not honestly not a big deal. We got Nicaraguan soccer on Saturday.
Yeah.
6 p.m. Sabanas taking on Managua FC. There is no current line right now, but I believe that because of the league, it's a very low-scoring league, will probably be set at 2.5 or 2.75. And, yes, that is what we call an Asian soccer betting line. That is literally what it's called. And if you know, I believe that you should take the over in that game. I think there's going to be at least 3 goals scored, and I think maybe probably 4. So I would take the over in Sabanas Managua FC.
Oh, you know what? I'm putting 200 on that. Absolutely. You say Sabanas, I say let's spend some money. 200 bucks on that?
Let it all ride.
Not Arvidas, not what's the other? Demontis, but...
Not Demontis, Sabanas, no. Okay. Sabanas.
Let it all ride, baby.
200 bucks. Put it all on the line.
Listen, all right.
You're never going to see the money. I mean, maybe in February.
I mean, not if we're here till Thanksgiving. We're not.
Well, so PayPal is waiting for
us. If we're here till Thanksgiving, good luck coming up with $200. All right. Yeah, that's not good. All right. Well, thank you. The Over Under 98.5 podcast is available on all your streaming services. And you can hear Dan Lifshatz and Joe Murray.
We're on Saturday.
And Joe Murray doing a podcast from
That's right. I got to get you guys on at some point.
I don't have a problem doing that.
Perfect.
All right.
Oh, and Joe, I have a special, when we're doing our bracket, at 8 o'clock, a special one for you, Joe Murray.
Yes.
All right. Well, I'm interested to hear what that is as well. All right. That'll do it for these guys. Thank you so much for joining us. When we come back, Mike Lockhart and I... individually both had a very special experience yesterday, and we can get into it. We'll be right back.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
I can't think that could be interesting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Baseball Boys.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the other. Okay.
Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in the Chest.
Hey, everybody, it's the Bankroll Boys. They're brought to you by DraftKings. Download the DraftKings app now. Enter code SPORTSHUB during sign-up to try the DraftKings for free. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Toucher, Rich, Wallach, and you.
Dan, go ahead.
What could possibly go wrong?
Fred, you are infuriating.
It's Toucher and Rich.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hi, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Let's very quickly take Bob on line one.
Hey, Fred. Big fan here.
Thank you.
Guys, hey, but what happens if, God forbid, the season gets canceled Then what happens? Brady's going to sit there till he's 43? And then what's he going to do?
Yeah, if the season gets canceled, which if you listen to what's-his-face, Fauci or whatever, he says that if this comes back in the fall, that they'll be much more ready for it because they're going to have the testing. So I highly, highly doubt that the season is going to be canceled. But, yeah, I mean, Brady will then want to play till he's 46. I mean, he'll I don't even know what happens with your contract if you don't play.
You feel That's rested. You feel rejuvenated, Fred.
Yeah,
but right? I mean, does that mean that Brady, his two-year contract would actually start not this season but the next season?
That'd have to be agreed on by the union and the teams.
I mean, look, there's something already in everyone's contract that covers. Have you seen these contracts? They're the size of, like, Gone with the Wind. I mean, I would have to think that there might be some sort of provision as to if the season was canceled, how this would all end up working out.
Well, right. Here's the thing, though. I mean, if you're a team and you don't have a season, are you still paying the players for not playing?
I mean, as I said, I don't know. These contracts might dictate one way or the other.
Well,
they might have insurance. Like the NFL might have insurance.
Let's put it this way. If they're not playing football in November, we don't worry about it because we're going to have our own problems.
Okay, I think the NFL has insurance if the season – because I know that Wimbledon just came out. Yeah, Wimbledon, I guess, for the last however many years has been paying $2 million a year. And they're
15,
gonna get like,
yeah.
They're going to get like $150 million because of a pandemic, because they've had pandemic insurance. If Wimbledon's got it, I guarantee you the NFL's got it.
Yeah.
So, and if they've got that kind of money, then the players would get paid. And I wonder if that would just be just another year down, which means Brady and everyone else, you know, they would have that would count as a year.
Never underestimate the power of the players' union to screw the players. So, yeah. There you go. I mean, listen, if there's not football in November, we're all going to – don't worry about it. The last thing you're going to care about is football. The last thing you're going to care about is football. You're going to be trying to find bread. All right. So if anyone else had to do this virtually, 617-779-0985, Lockhart and I have both married into Jewish families. And yesterday was the start of Passover, so there was a Passover Seder. And so have you guys been using the Zoom? I was unaware that this existed.
I can't wait till Zoom goes away. All I hear around my house is Zoom. It's everywhere.
Yeah.
I had to do a meeting yesterday. I had to do a sex ed meeting on Zoom last night. That was wildly uncomfortable.
Right. Well, the lady got mad at me because my daughter said the S word on Instagram yesterday. So, I mean, we can only imagine what was going on with what you were doing. So, the Zoom is there. And my family, my wife's dad and his wife have, okay, so my wife's dad, his wife was married to a guy who ended up with their nanny and he got married to the nanny and they're best friends, the nanny and the ex-wife. So yesterday, you know the Brady Bunch, how there's the boxes, so you know Zoom?
Yep.
So they're like, don't worry about it. It's 10 minutes. This is going to be 10 minutes. You don't have to worry about anything. It's going to be 10 minutes. This is going to be over in no time. The uncertainty and chaos of getting these old people onto Zoom was the funniest thing that I've ever seen in my entire life. They would get on Zoom and it would be like the ceiling.
Yeah.
Like, and it's, you can see your, like, I could see not getting on Zoom because that was happening. Like, obviously, like, a bunch of people couldn't do it because, you know, they're just, Zoolander when they're just banging on the computer. So, But these guys would get on the computer and they'd be like, hello, yes, hello, hello, Irving, put the screen down, we can't see you. What? We can't see you, can you put the screen down? Huh? And then someone else would pop up And it would be like the right wall. Like, so it would just be these people. And it took a half an hour.
Oh, yeah.
For these people to figure it out. And then it would be like just something that said like a name or a letter, but it wasn't, but you could hear the person.
Like a black box with their name in it, right?
Yeah. And they would just be like, hello, hello, I'm here. And then, I can understand not getting on it, but I mean, I'm talking about you're looking at lights. Like a picture on the wall, like, and then, or someone's face, like, right up to the computer.
Oh, well,
so it's like,
yeah, the best is when they're trying to figure out things and you see their arm like on the computer. The other day I had a family member actually hit their screen, like as if like knocking into it would make the microphone work. Nobody knows how to mute, by the way. And once they get it unmuted, they don't know how to do it again. So you know how you're like the way you're typically supposed to do it is that everybody is supposed to mute their computer except for the person who is speaking. Oh yeah.
Yes.
There's none of that with old.
Well, you can't do that with this. Seder, because she had printed out these two pages of the Seder, and and it was chaos. It was just chaos.
Fred, at one point during ours, a woman fielded a phone call on speaker and just started having a conversation with somebody. and it was a couple in their 70s, and apparently they had gotten high before, and they just couldn't stop dying laughing at the whole thing. And it was the same situation. You could only see eyeballs and a forehead, and then the ceiling.
Yeah, it just the idea that, well, God bless them if they were that high in their 70s. But yeah, it was the ceiling, it was walls, or it was someone's face. How disturbing it is to see like an 80-year-old's face smushed against the computer screen.
Oh yeah.
Going, "What? What?"
When the view is from the bottom, like every man looks like a sexual predator. Like they all look like the guys from like To Catch a Predator. Like everyone's face when they fill the screen and it's like lit from the bottom, everyone looks like a creeper, like a total creeper.
Or they don't know that you can see them and they're walking around like eating. Like during the Seder, you're supposed to be doing all this stuff and they're just walking around eating. And like walking away from the screen.
A friend of mine said this, and I don't know if it's true, but he told me about this. He said that he was doing one at his work, and a guy had taken his laptop to the bathroom and forgot that basically you're bringing the whole crew to the bathroom.
Happened to me. That happened to me. That's true.
Oh, hang on. What happened there?
That happened to me. No, a bunch. We had like a bunch of my high school buddies. We get together for a Zoom conference meeting, and then I did it again with a bunch of college guys. One of the college guys thought it would be really funny to take the laptop into the bathroom while he sat down.
Okay.
So he took a dump in front of you guys?
What's that?
So he took a dump in front of you guys?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, and then he was fine with it.
He made sure that we saw all the faces of him squeezing one out, too. It was a joy, really.
Yeah, that is something my friends would do. No question.
So you are the only man I know that has had a video conference with your friends. See, my wife is in heaven. This is the greatest thing that my wife's ever been through. She gets on that Peloton twice a day. She has these virtual cocktail hours with people she hasn't seen for 20 years. It's like she's having the time of her life. It's like being at a spa for her. She absolutely loves it. But yesterday was something else. And my parents, like, we're going to have a virtual Easter with my parents, apparently, and if I'm in control, I guarantee you, the over-under of my mom crying is, the odds of my mom crying are minus 5,000. my mom is going to cry.
Yeah.
Because she's going to get confused.
And it's emotional. You haven't seen anybody, you know, you want to be up here for Easter.
It's not emotional. No. She's going to cry because she can't figure it out.
Frustration.
Yeah, just, she can't figure it out. Like when she had an iPhone 1 and I downloaded the Google Maps and she just started breaking down crying because her phone busted.
Well, make sure you record that.
Yeah. If you want me to record her crying, I'll just call her right now. Every year she gets older, there's another, it takes less and less to get her to cry. But Joe
Fleet, how long did it end up lasting? Like you said, it was only supposed to be a few minutes. How long did it
I don't know. It was
going?
Pretty fun, so I don't know. Like it went like it seems like it was going faster than it probably did. It was probably a half an hour.
Mine was about 45 minutes to an hour. Because it took about 30 minutes.
Whole,
but it took 30 minutes for people to stop talking because there was 8 different conversations going. Everybody was laughing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and then getting everyone to get on there took a half an hour. It was a 10-minute Seder. But then that got confusing because everyone was going at a different pace because everyone had a script but was going at a different pace. And this one woman was going, I'm the leader. I'm the leader. You follow me. I'm the leader. And so, so how long was your Seder, Mike?
It's like probably 20 minutes, ooh, you know, from start to finish. But, it took 30 minutes to get going. When it started, I was just in a room by myself. There was no food, no water, nothing to actually start the Seder. And everybody was like, where is everybody else? And I was like, I have no idea. I'm the only one without Jewish blood in this house, and I'm the only one doing the Seder.
Yeah, there was like 2 hardcore people that had like matzah and horseradish and lettuce.
That's what I had for dinner last night. Matzah and
for
horseradish.
For real?
Yeah. We didn't serve dinner. It was just
really?
Matzah and horseradish.
Really?
Yeah.
And there's nothing more lighthearted than a Jewish holiday. When you talk about frogs and locusts and killing your firstborn.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, Rich, how Easter is about, like, Jesus coming back and everything?
Mm-hmm.
The Jewish holidays, there's a part of it where it's, I can't remember all of it, but it's frogs raining from the sky, locusts, your firstborn getting killed, and it's all in a sentence. So it's like all these, like, terrible things in a sentence.
Sure.
So
everything from the worst Metallica songs.
Yeah, like every Jewish holiday is based on like something awful that happened. Like it's like a Slayer song. There's so many references to blood
and
all this stuff that you're just like, what the hell is going on here?
I'll take that and I'll match you with a nice Good Friday viewing of The Passion of the Christ with the family, which might be one of the bloodiest films made.
Yeah, I walked into
it. I mean, the last like hour of that movie is just like let's beat up Jesus. Like the entire, I mean, it's Mel Gibson directing it, who like kind of has a lust for blood, and that all of a sudden is just like, yeah, let's just all sit around and I understand that's probably the way it was, but you know, Fred, well, I'll go toe to toe with you when it comes to blood and violence.
But it's
around
not
the happy
like
holidays.
Well, first of all, we were interviewing Mel Gibson, so we had to go to a premiere of Passion of the Christ, and I walked in. And left 2 minutes later because it was, like, literally dark. Like, I was, like, all black, the screen. So I was just like, I'm not watching this. And but at least there is, a tinge of hope.
You know, like what you're saying. Yes, he ends up rising from the dead.
There's a tinge of hope. There's, like, a tiny bit of hope.
It's like the best
involved.
Rocky movie. You know, he gets his ass kicked, but then he comes back and he ends up beating the Russian, you know?
But
Apollo
then,
dies, but, then, you know, you get the payoff at the end.
Well, but then you get the Easter Bunny and there's like... with the Judaism, with the Passover, you're eating horseradish and matzah and talking about it raining frogs. So, like, Christian kids are running around, like, you know, finding eggs with candy in them. And then the other kids are eating matzah and horseradish while talking about locusts descending from the sky and your firstborn being killed. So, yes, I will say this, is that the Santa Claus and the Easter Bunny, very, very positive compared to what's going on in Judaism. There at least is a light at the end of the tunnel. All right. So there you go. It is fun to be in a multi-religious family. All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Toucher and Rich.
Stuff is never what you think it is.
On Boston's Home for Sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5, Sports Hub.
No, you get used to it. I mean, when you figure it out, every guy's penis looks the exact same. So,
In essence,
you just... I mean...
You're telling me Gronk looks like...
A man's a man.
But you're saying Gronk didn't have, like, the biggest schlong on the planet?
I think Gronk is... I mean, that guy's like a... A Greek god, his body, and that guy's just jacked up. So he's got a great physique.
.985 Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. It's Tom Brady on Howard Stern, talking about the various penises, which is something we experienced. When Crash went into the Patriots locker room one time, and it was Adelius Thomas that walked by him, and Crash was unable to focus because Adelius Thomas was very gifted and was not ashamed of showing his body. And then remember, we got talked to by management about Crash's behavior, even though it was completely natural to be a little intimidated at that point. But it is, and that is our show's experience in the Patriots locker room. I think that was the last time we had someone in the locker room. Was Crash when Adelius Thomas walked by. So that is something that we can relate to. Tom Brady, though, not very forthcoming with size when talking about those things. Just saying he has a body of a Greek god, but if you look at the Statue of David, I mean, not well endowed.
No, not very impressive. Not impressive.
No. Mm-hmm. Now, is that a Greek god? Is that in Greece or is that in Italy?
I don't know. I'm an uncultured a-hole. I have no idea which one it's in.
A very educated show. I think that it's in Italy, but
okay.
What do I know?
All right. All I know is it looks very cold wherever he was.
Well, I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, you're in front of a sculptor. I mean, it's got to be intimidating. I mean, you know.
Right. Not exactly the most, not the best scenario for feeling happy and aroused,
it's like a weird man in front of you with paints. It's like the last time I went to the doctor and he just said, how do you do? Here's 2 minutes of being down there.
Is this thing going to get ruined, John, the draft, the NFL draft? Because there was a story that came out yesterday. And this is one of the few things, because I think we all agree, we're glad that in this case we're on Team Roger Goodell, and that is we're going to plow ahead and we're going to have this draft. We can have this draft. It's going to be virtual, which means no one's going to be around each other, but it doesn't mean we can't do it and give some people a little bit of entertainment when we're supposed to have it. But then there was the story that came out yesterday, which is the first time I saw something that might be like a stick in the mud, and it's for a legitimate reason, so I'm not minimizing the reason, but there was a report yesterday, I think Adam Schefter ended up reporting it, said that there is a, quote, concern that has emerged in recent days regarding certain coaches and front office staffers being reluctant to have IT employees in their homes for fear of the virus spreading.
Yeah. That's them procrastinating. That's them not wanting to have the draft.
I agree. That's them wanting to have more, Fred. That's exactly what this is.
Yes, of course it is. If it meant money in their jobs, they would. You know what? They would take the coronavirus. They would. You don't think Belichick would, if it came down to winning football games, would take the coronavirus? He would let himself get the coronavirus.
Why do you need an IT guy to be able to communicate? Now, is it for broadcast reasons? Because there's a whole lot of people who are broadcasting from home using their computers.
Special hookup to the team mainframe so they can draft appropriately. I have no idea, but it's nothing.
it's crap. Skype can't solve. You know,
you don't need an IT guy to do this. Not the broadcast side, not the drafting side. Everything is available for you on your computer.
They are going to be in a room with a bunch of guys. And this is a excuse because they don't want to have the draft because they didn't get to interview the guys outside of the combine, and they didn't get to get medicals on all of them.
Yeah, this is all. I can't believe that NFL executives are acting like babies about this kind of stuff. I mean, yes. Of all things. I mean, if you really need to placate people, Roger Goodell should do what Kevin Colbert wants of Pittsburgh. Add a couple of rounds at the end. I mean, honest to God, this is not a hard thing to take
care of. I understand why teams are bitching, but in this case, like, listen, everyone's at a disadvantage, so just suck it up and roll with it. Now,
exactly.
As far as having IT people in your house, I understand that, but that is so unnecessary to have somebody come over. You have the technology on your computer for everything you need to have this draft be a success.
These guys are going to have 20 people where they are, and the camera will be on just them. And in the background where you can't see, there's going to be 20 people. The idea that they're afraid of the coronavirus is laughable. The league has to make it seem like, you know, oh, social distancing, and they don't want anyone to get in trouble. I mean, look at Dak Prescott was working out with Amari Cooper yesterday.
Yeah,
I mean, and Cooper put it up. You got your head in the sand if you think that they care one bit about the coronavirus. They don't care. But the league can't let them go and get the medicals on the later draft picks because it would be terrible PR.
You know what the worst part about this is, Fred? That someone had to leak it to Schefter instead of just stepping up and saying, I don't want to do this.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah, right. They leaked it to Schefter, and Schefter, who's in bed with the NFL and has been incredulous and who's in bed with the obviously with the GMs, from who he gets the information, you know, got on a pedestal and acted like this was the biggest thing that's ever happened, like an idiot. And now they're pretending that they can't get IT guys into their houses
or where they are. If I'm Roger Goodell, I'm saying, whatever you say, this is going to happen. Get used to it, and you can do it without anyone entering your house.
They're going to be guys in their houses, and they don't care. They don't care about it.
I'm just saying that is something that they can't complain about because you can do it without them.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying, Fred. Sean McVay, they may have people over. I understand that.
Do you think Sean McVay would trade the coronavirus for winning a football game?
Like getting the coronavirus?
Yes. All head coaches would. All of them.
Yes, every single one. And every single assistant coach would. And every single person that was in the draft would.
And so, by the way... Might I say, shocking leadership abilities by Roger Goodell here.
Yeah, shocking. No, he's been great. He's been great through all this. And shockingly, and I know it might come from greed and wanting this to be the only show in town, but he's right. You can do all of this virtually and there being no kind of consequence or backlash or harm to anyone, yet these coaches, and I get why they're angry, but at some point, shut up. Everyone's at a disadvantage. Roll with it because these are the circumstances that you've been dealt.
I agree, but it's so phony that they go like, "Oh, well, I can't. I don't know if I want to have them in my house." You're gonna have 10. You're gonna have 40 people in your house. You're gonna have a war room. You don't think they're gonna have a war room? What, are they gonna be on Zoom?
I think they're not gonna have a war room because I think
they're gonna have
trouble.
A war room.
I think you can get trouble.
No, you can't.
They're banning.
Rich, tomorrow I could have 20 people at my house in Easter and not get in trouble.
They specifically said,
because
here's what's going to happen, friends.
That's what I want.
I know. Here's what's going to happen is that there's going to be a team that's going to do it right, and the way that it was specified,
nope.
And they're going to bitch if they find out
nope.
there is a group of people
nope.
together because it gives them an unfair
nope.
advantage, and
nope.
then it's going to cause also. Dude, they were specifically told to do it from your own individual home.
Fine. They can do it from their home, and they're going to have 20 people there.
Yeah, well,
that's going to be a war room.
Then Roger Goodell's going to go nuts because
no,
it's
he's
make
not,
them
Rich. It's completely naive of you to think these guys would take being in the hospital for 4 weeks if it meant winning one football game. If the idea that they're going to be virtually on Zoom, you know, talking to other people is completely naive.
See, but Roger does not want, is he doesn't want it getting leaked out that the NFL put a middle finger to social distancing and had a group of people together.
He doesn't want that. And there's no way the public would know that because they're not going to be on camera. They're going to be off camera. And by the way, not every war room has a camera in it. I mean, usually, John? Like three?
Yeah.
Three teams focus on,
you know, hot button. Like this year, though, they would focus on the Patriots because they don't have Brady. But yeah, it's like four or five teams.
Well,
Belichick's
going to be on camera, and you're just above his head, you're not going to be able to see it, but Ernie Adams is going to be suspended in the air, much like Ethan Hunt in Mission Impossible, over him, whispering the answers into his ear.
If you think that Belichick's going to be on TV during the draft, I got a bridge to tell you.
It's Ernie Impossible.
Maybe Ernie will just be. Yeah, he'll be on the ceiling in a cat suit. All right, we'll be right back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.